a Nacho Radio podcast.
The Dave and Darren podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
That's right, it's the top five things. An exclusive presentation of Nacho Radio. My name is Dave Lavora. This is my partner, Darren Pitra.
And we are Vintage Sound.
Oh, Darren's commenting. I'm wearing my my Vintage Sound 93.1 shirt that our guy Tony Tone got me. I love this shirt.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah, he's not doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's doing... he's running a Hy-Vee marketing, which is perfect for him, I think. It's a good fit.
I do like food.
Yeah, he got out of the radio business a couple of weeks ago. So, and I know he listens to the podcast. So, all of our best to Tony Tone. Good guy. He was one of the few really good guys, which segues beautifully into the first thing that I want to talk about today on the show.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Darren Pitra, I could hug you and kiss you for what you did for me last night.
Uh-huh.
I get a call just after dinner from Darren, who was chuckling the whole time he's talking to me. Apparently, there's this show on the CNBC television network, which I just thought was just Jim Cramer pushing buttons, screaming at people, and
the financial offshoot of MSNBC, I guess. Or
well, NBC. I think CNBC was before MSNBC. It's been around forever.
It's one of the NBCs.
Right, and it just deals with financial stuff.
Yes.
But they're spreading out. They've got a lineup of primetime shows on CNBC. CNBC, I have no use for the channel. I don't, you know, whatever.
I wasn't sure you even had it.
I was sure I had it. Every once in a while, I'll turn on Squawk Box. Okay, fine. Maybe I watch a little bit of...
see how my gold's doing.
Right. Was Maria Bartiromo, did she used to be on that channel?
Probably.
I feel like she was. She's not anymore. Long story short, there's this show on there called The Prophet. And the gimmick of this show is this guy goes around the country.
He's an investor.
And he has made millions, but millions of dollars. And his job is to go to small businesses that need help, turn them around, fix them, and turn them into moneymakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a call from Darren saying that he had overheard that I really need to watch the most recent episode. I'm like, why in the world?
Because they're spotlighting one of your friends.
Oh, my God. So in all the years that I was in old-timey radio, there were a lot of really good guys, your Tony Tones. And then the yin to that yang would be the absolute worst piece of shit ever, which was Crazy Ray. Of everyone that I hate, and there's a list, but of everyone that I hate, that guy's number one on the list.
Is that right?
What a piece of garbage this guy was. This was the guy who they fired Darren and Dana for on 97X because they wanted to be the morning show that was heard in banks.
Well, during bank robberies.
That was the explanation. Darren has been fired. Dana has been fired. We want to be the 97X morning show. It needs to be more accessible. It needs to kind of be the morning show that is heard in banks. Okay, that's your decision. A week into the show, he's blowing up balloons inside female interns' vaginas. Hey, man! Doing parody songs and just... They kept telling us, we're very lucky to get this guy. He's coming from Chicago. He's a big, big deal in Chicago. See, I don't think he is. I don't think he is. But okay, I'll play along. And this is the thing, too. Chicagoans have this game show that they're always on, that only they watch. It's not on television. It's in real life. It's called How Chicago Are You? When you meet someone from Chicago, and you're from the Chicagoland area, the first thing you ask is, what part? What neighborhood are you from? Right?
What neighborhood?
This guy, for 2 weeks, is going on and on about Chicago this and Chicago that. I never mention that I'm from Chicago. I never bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going on and on about, you know, Chicago. And finally, I play the card. I go, what neighborhood? Where are you from? Morris, man! Morris? That's not even Joliet! Chicago. This guy and I did not get along.
You guys almost got in a fist fight.
Yes, and one of the big regrets of my radio career is not punching him right in the face. Mm. Letting Gunner talk me out of it. And then this Gunner guy, who was going to be his co-host, fired you, and then was going to be the co-host of Crazy Ray, showed up for about a week and a half and was like, yeah, I don't think I can do this.
This is kind of early.
Well, I feel good about this. So this Gunner, who realized about a week into a morning show with Crazy Ray that he was a no-talent who had nothing to say, he quits, although doesn't tell the corporation that he's quit. Crazy Ray keeps doing his, man, ass gas and stand chili contest, man! Oh, this guy was just garbage. Anyway, turns out he's running a sweatshop in Morris, where they are thousands of dollars in debt to clients, to customers, to the IRS. And this guy from the CNBC comes in with the cameras. Basically, it's all these employees literally in a sweatshop talking about what a piece of garbage Crazy Ray is and his partner. Then they sit down and the guy's like, so tell me about yourself. Man, I'm on the radio, man. And I'll tell you what, man. I go in 2 days a week and I record all my shows, man. And that's the character that I play. Which is something that used to drive... I'm talking too much, Darren. Interject when you need to. That was something that they tried to beat into our heads was, you're not who you are. You're the character. You're a character when you're on the air. Don't be a real person. Create a character and be that character. They tried to do that with you a lot more than they ever did with me. Where they were trying to explain, like...
Oh, they mentioned it. They mentioned that this is the role that you play. It you never listened to it.
What I am, man, that's my character. And I say the things that every man wants to say.
So this guy
shows
up and things don't go well.
He's looking in the books. He's like, oh, boy. At one point, this woman who's sweating over this piece of machinery that's like 340 degrees, she's like, yeah, Ray's office is air conditioned. Nobody else's is. And she's like, him and his partner go fishing every Friday. Our checks are bouncing. Mm-hmm. No one here has gotten paid. She's like, I want to show you some video I took. She pulls out a camera, and it's just there's no one in the office. These guys can't be bothered to do any work, despite the fact that they are, like, days away from shutting their doors. So he's having a meeting with Crazy Ray. He's like, man, I'm on the radio, man. And I'll tell you right now, when I'm on the radio, I'm a sexist, racist pig, man. And the guy goes, what? What did you just say? Did you just say you're a sexist, racist pig? Yeah, man, that's what I do on the air, man.
So he got fired.
Well, so then the guy who's there to save the business goes, well, if that's the kind of person you are, we're done here. See you later.
Yeah.
And just leaves. And then these guys are like, but. No, I'm not giving you any help. I'm out of here. Leaves. And that's the end of it.
Yeah. But in real life.
Now, in real life, Crazy Ray still does have a job there in Morris on some flamethrower radio station, I guess.
Oh, I thought he got let go.
No, as a result of being on the TV saying he's a racist, sexist pig, they let go of him.
Yes.
So he lost his job as a result of being on this show that was supposed to save his business.
Right.
So now, and the business has said, we need you to not be here anymore. So you're gone from the business. So for being on this reality TV show on CNBC, Crazy Ray has managed to lose everything.
I thought it'd be a lark.
Hey, man! Guy's like, I'm looking over your books here.
So that's on demand if anybody wants to check that out.
Yeah, huh? I was able to watch it on my phone last night.
Mm.
I think it doesn't air again on CNBC until like 2 in the morning on Sunday. So set your DVRs appropriately. Or you can, if you're willing to jump through the hoops that I was willing to jump through, I was able to watch it on my phone and it was wonderful. Oh, just watching this dummy collapse on nationwide TV. It was wonderful. So I have to thank you,
well,
Darren.
You're welcome.
I never would have known about this show had you not told me. And
I figured it was in your wheelhouse.
Oh, it was simply sublime. I'm going to be watching it again and again. Hey, man!
As a matter of fact, as soon as this podcast is over,
yeah,
a viewing party.
So then, yeah, this radio company was like, you got to go. We can't have you telling people you're a sexist, racist pig.
This is bad publicity.
The host of the show's like, what are you talking? How can He's like, why would I get in business with someone that self-identifies as a sexist, racist pig? And he goes, hey, man, it's not the dick joke. It's how you tell the dick joke. And the host of the show goes, that makes no sense. Nothing you've said has made any sense. Oh, and then it's just the flop sweat on this crazy Ray as he realizes, oh, man, it's all over, man. Oh, it was the greatest. It was the best.
Enjoy that again today.
Oh, I'm going to order the DVD set.
Okay.
Man!
Excellent.
I do have one more television thing that I want to get to.
All right.
The other night I'm watching...
I don't know that I saw it.
Ellen DeGeneres' Game of Games.
Right.
You used to watch a lot of Ellen DeGeneres back in the day. But with the sound down.
With the sound down.
Yeah, yeah. So we're watching the Game of Games again, which is the game show. I think she does these games on her talk show.
Okay.
But they've moved to primetime. It's the Game of Games. It's on primetime. And the show is, I know I've talked about this on previous podcasts, the show is basically middle-aged housewives screaming for 45 minutes.
Mm.
They're all very excited to meet her. There was one game show where the idea is it's raining men. I think it's, she gets two of these housewives up on the stage. And above their heads are these umbrellas. When you answer a question correctly, you get to pull an umbrella. Let's say there's 15
and
umbrellas.
And then they just start dropping guys from the raft?
It's better than that. This game I like is you get to pull like 14 umbrellas. It's just water. And you're going to get soaked.
Sure.
1,000 cash rates on you.
Sure.
So it happens all the time. Whenever you do, answers the very first question, pulls it, first question, down, and the whole bit is
like one of our
right
pony parties.
Right. Or when we did reverse draws for Jet Awakening, and the first person wins,
it's like, over.
The first person got the buddy. We still have else. Pulls the first envelope, and woman pulls the first envelope, and tails and falls down on her.
Nice.
And she's a
falls down. She, nice.
And she's a. Oh, no, man, we need to see you get wet. Why don't you pull one of those for me? Pull on one of those for me. It's like, he does it because Ellen... Do it again. Yeah. And this woman's jumping up and down soaking. I'm like, I think I get one.
Uh-huh.
Like, generous. Like,
boy, this sure sounds like taking a page from World's Wettest Dog.
It sure does.
World's Wettest Dog.
It sure does, Darren.
Dog.
It sure does, Darren. It sure does, Darren. It sure does. It sure does. And then remember how I told you that. My big problem with this show is that Ellen DeGeneres somehow wants to make everything about her. My birthday is January. My birthday is January 26th.
Her face is superimposed on everything.
Mm-hmm. Here are two of the questions from the most recent Game of Games.
Mm.
Who wrote the book, but seriously? The answer is Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
And, of course, the guy didn't know it. And they were asking questions to... Oh, boy. Super easy questions. But at one point, Ellen DeGeneres, the question she asked was this. Name some desserts that I've tried. And then they just
pie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I have tried pie.
I bet you've eaten some pie in your day.
I eat a lot of pie. Oh yeah. I've had a lot of it. Love it.
Sure.
Can't get enough
I'll love
of it.
It. I'll love it.
Yeah. That was a question on national television. Three people. All right, all of you, let's go over desserts that I, Ellen DeGeneres, have eaten.
As opposed to wasting your time with Jeopardy, why don't you see if you can get on that show?
No. No. They wouldn't have me on that show because the questions are too easy.
You don't jiggle enough.
They want dummies, and I'm not jiggly enough, and they want dummies.
Mm.
I mean, when they asked the panel of idiots to name one African nation, and they answered Africa.
Well, I thought I would just cover everything.
Name an American car company. Hand to God, the first answer was Honda. They want dummies on the show. They want MILFs, bosomy MILFs, who are super excited to
be on
the show.
And when did you say this is on?
I believe it's on Tuesday nights.
Right after The Prophet.
On
CNBC.
Yes.
Okay.
They might have been on at the same time. So had I known The Prophet was going to feature Crazy Ray, man! I'm a racist pig, man! Oh, good Lord. It was everything I wanted it to be.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Got five things to talk about?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg.
At least I'm still on the radio, man. What are you doing, a podcast in your basement with Darren, man?
Yes, we are. Movies coming soon to the Orpheum Theater. Saturday, January 27th. Hail Crunwell. All the Queen's Horses, the Rita Crunwell documentary. If it could happen in Dixon, Illinois, well, maybe that's the only place it could happen. Could it happen anywhere else?
There's no chance it happens anywhere else.
Valentine's Day, it's Sleepless in Seattle on March 31st. That's a Friday. Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, and also coming to the Orpheum Theater. Magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at GalesburgOrpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. We should also mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. But even more than that, they've got delicious sandwiches like the Cran Slam Club homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. Get it today. And when you get it today, mention Nacho Radio and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, number one.
Number one.
Well, the University of North Carolina researchers there at Chapel Hill have figured out. Also, Harvard had something to say about this. Humble bragging drives people crazy. Don't humble brag, they say. Humble bragging.
You mean self-deprecating humor?
That is bragging masked by a complaint or humility. An example, I hate that I look so young. Even a 19-year-old hit on me. Right? Why do I always get asked to work on the most important assignment? That's a humble brag thing. Where you're basically saying, I'm so great, but you say it in a way that, you know, you're trying to pass yourself off as being humble. But you're not. It's a douchey thing to do. Man!
You mean like when women are saying something about some woman's appearance and they're really what they're doing is fishing for a compliment of their own?
Oh, I don't know that that's humble bragging, but that's certainly not far removed. I would say they're in the same garden, if not the same tree. I like what you're doing there. They say that humble bragging is driving people crazy. The first kind of humble brag is falling back on a complaint.
That's, oh, why am I so great? Is that it?
No, right. That's
not. I wish I wasn't so great.
You know,
what a burden. What a burden being this great.
You know, when I go out to the bars, all the girls want to buy me drinks. It sucks. Yeah. That's a complaint,
I'd
right?
like to spend my own money.
Right, right. Why is everybody always giving me things for free? It's a real burden. No, that's humble bragging. Don't do that. And the other relies on a humility, where you're saying, you know, like I said, you know, why do I always get asked to do the most important assignment?
Why am I
because
always...
Because I have to. Because I'm the glue that holds this
why
team
Why am
together.
I always eating humble pie?
Mm, exactly.
And listening to humble pie.
Well, they've done experiments on perceived likability, and they found that people who humble brag are pretty universally hated. They say the best thing you can do is get a wingman or a hype man to do your boasting for you.
Oh, Diego.
Activate the Diego protocol. I need you to type in the Diego code on this special keypad. Bring him online.
So, but how do you get that guy involved? So he's going to brag for you, and you're just going to sit there and go, and just start start blushing?
Oh, shucks. I guess it's true.
I guess I am that wonderful. What?
Two.
I don't know if I can find anybody to do that.
Well, what do you think
What am I supposed
friend.
What am I supposed to say?
All you have to do is ask, friend. You know I'm your biggest fan.
What am I supposed to say? Say something nice, but like what?
Like, what on earth could I possibly say?
You're going to have to give me some notes.
29-year-old Gonzalo Montoya Jimenez is in the news today. Prisoner in jail in northern Spain. He was dead in his cell. They found him. They're about to do the autopsy. They had him on the table, and that's when he started snoring. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's on the autopsy table and starts snoring, and they realize, well, he was only mostly dead, I guess. Yeah, they had marks painted on his body.
This is
where
we're going to guide the autopsy. This is where we're going to open you up.
I guess when they do an autopsy, they have to draw on you so they know where the saw goes. How do you not know? Like, was this your first autopsy? The ribs are here. Cut here. They draw on you when they do an autopsy, huh?
See, you would think an autopsy, doing your first autopsy,
mm-hmm.
a hell of a lot easier than doing your first surgery.
There's much less stress.
There's got to be.
Well, there used to be until they started snoring on the autopsy table.
What this guy needs is just a breathe right.
You just want to hear this story? Coroners. They can do that? Ugh. Jeez.
First rule, please make sure they're dead.
Ugh. You know,
I'm not a medical doctor.
No one complains about a coroner's bedside manner.
Well,
unless the coroner's doing something inappropriate.
Well,
then that's a different story.
Number three.
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 Number three, we have our first ever drone swarm attack. They've been talking about this for years, and it's finally happened. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense, they say that their Russian troops there in Syria were attacked by a swarm of homemade drones. This is the first time they say there's ever been a coordinated assault in a military action. So the people there in
homemade
Syria...
Homemade drones, though,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, the Syrians are homemaking drones and then sending them into Russia.
Swarming them.
Yes. First ever... drone swarm, weaponized UAVs, that's unmanned aerial vehicles. And it says here that this is paving the way for a future where our troops will be slaughtered by murderous slaughter bots.
Probably controlled by one person.
Or a computer program.
Right.
I mean, you could just say,
swarm.
Fly here,
swarm.
Land here.
Swarm.
Yeah.
Swarm,
yeah.
Swarm.
Because you wouldn't
have people.
Do you have 20 pilots
no,
in a room
probably
somewhere?
Probably not. You probably have one swarming everybody.
Yeah, the Russians are saying that they successfully warded off this terrorist attack. But they say it is, according to the Russians, a massive application of unmanned aerial vehicles.
Remember that
on Friday
swarm
night.
Of drones that Lady Gaga had with her at the...
Yeah, those were wonderful. With the American flag in the sky.
Right.
Yeah, I liked that.
But they weren't murderous.
They weren't slaughterous murder
no.
bots. Which, again...
But that doesn't mean they can't be.
Mm.
Four.
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 I'm already not a fan of this Justin Timberlake halftime show. Put me on the record right now for saying it's going to be stupid.
Well, it's been done.
Right? Have you? And he's got a new song, which doesn't even sound like this guy tries anymore.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, it's stupid. Like, a lot of his stuff, I get it. When I heard that the troll song, Can't Stop the Feeling, I go, well, this is going to be the song of the summer. I get this. This new song he's got out, it's like he's just talking the whole time. Justin, the people...
Maybe he's got something to say.
The people want to like you. Don't forget. Put on them gossamer wings and fly, baby. That's what I say. Man! Number four. Oh, boy. A Major League Baseball agent is in a little bit of trouble. A little bit of hot water. Jason Wood. He has been fired from his position as president of baseball for Career Sports Entertainment, which is a firm that represents baseball athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he was having the ballplayers come over to his house and take showers, and he had a camera in the shower, allegedly, so he could watch these ballplayers soap up.
That's a strange request.
Yep. It's weird. No names of any victims have been released, but his client list is public knowledge. Andrew Benintendi of the Red Sox, Riley Pint of the Rockies, Joey Wentz of the Braves. This guy was filming his clients showering, allegedly.
That's a strange request. Can come over to my place and shower.
Hey, I've never had an agent. You're going to take 10% of my check.
And I got to shower at your house?
And you want to watch me do what now? Well, wait a minute. Let's see what kind of deal you can get me, we'll figure this out.
Get in the shower. Manny Sanguian used to do this for years.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that he did, but okay.
Five.
How do you think Dave Winfield got in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
What?
Seems weird. Finally, number five, the Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Vegas right now. It's a big damn deal. I don't even saw this, but there's something called The Wall that they've released. This is something that will be available in homes.
And they're getting sued by Pink Floyd.
You might be right. You might be right. It's a 146-inch TV from Samsung.
Oh, I have seen this. This is the sort of thing that just kind of folds up?
No. This is. Does it fold up? It's a modular 146-inch TV.
I saw something where they got some sort of television that just
folds. They've been talking about that forever.
I mean, I guess it's what it is.
It's just like wallpaper that has TV on it.
Yes.
This is micro LED television. Yeah, they say it can transform into any size.
In our day, we call it a movie screen.
That's what it is, essentially. But yeah, a 146-inch TV Samsung calls it The Wall. That's getting a lot of attention, but the real star of the Consumer Electronics Show going on right now in Las Vegas? Robot strippers. Robot strippers that have cameras for heads. It's going over like gangbusters down there, apparently. Robot strippers. They flew in from London to entice the attendees at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Do you want to be filmed when you're hanging out with the robot stripper?
It has basically a camera, too. It's like, the camera looks like, like a camera you would see in a downtown area, like a surveillance camera. Like, it's like a giant, old-timey Big Brother camera.
As their head?
Yeah. Yeah, look at this. Is that erotic or is that terrifying? I think it's terrifying.
So they don't actually have a face.
No, it's just a big camera head and then robot boobs and robot legs.
Kind of looks like Al Franken on the old Saturday Night Live show.
It does. It does. A lot of people are comparing these robot strippers to characters in the Mass Effect video game. But that's the big star. They say it's got kind of a dystopian future thing. And for whatever reason, it's working.
Some people,
are going nuts
for like
it.
That.
Yeah, babies go crazy. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies. All natural oatmeal, muffins, and more fall into a spiced chai latte. East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Also try one of their matcha green teas, a smoothie, maybe even one of their short hills at the East Moline Coffee Company. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub, but you'll only pay the price of a small one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Darren, it's birthday barn time.
Is it a big one?
Yeah, it is. Friend of the show, our guy Bob Marlowe.
Hi, Bob.
On Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yes. He'll be turning the big 5-0.
He's a champ.
Bob Marlowe will be a champion. That's great news. Good to hear from you, Bob. And
happy birthday!
Yeah, have a happy birthday. It's pretty sweet when you can figure out a way to have your 50th birthday be on a Saturday. That's just good planning. I turned 50 on a Wednesday.
Right.
I don't think I have any landmark birthdays left that fall on a weekend. I think maybe my 80th is on a Saturday. And by
well, that's
then,
something to look forward to.
Yeah, but
to.
By then, every day will be Saturday. And when I turn 90, you know what, Darren?
Uh-huh.
Every day will be like Sunday. Every day is silent and gray. Thank you, Robot Morrissey.
In foggy London town.
In foggy London town. And if you won't come to my birthday party, well, of course you won't. And a double-decker bus will kill the lot of us on my 90th birthday. Thank you, Robot Morrissey. You're marvelous.
All right, I'll put that on in my Palm Pilot.
Yeah, see that you do. Your Palm Pilot.
Everything is obsolete.
Looking at the future, a woman's asparagus tells her that Prime Minister Theresa May is going to quit her job this year. I guess they're thinking about having a second Brexit vote over there.
A do-over, huh?
Yeah. But
now that you guys maybe know what you're actually talking about now.
But the people who won are like,
sure.
Yeah, let's have it so we can end this debate once and for all.
Ooh, well, that's kind of being, that's pretty brazen.
Kind of stupid.
Yeah, if you already won, you go with the result that that you already won.
Jemina Packington is the world's only asparamancer. She's able to see the future by tossing asparagus into the air and interpreting how the spears land.
Now, I'm guessing she came up with this this term.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm guessing. She said
it wasn't a matter of her doing this and then someone walking by and going, you know what you are? What? You're an asparagasser.
She predicted the credit crunch. She said the Euro crisis was going to happen. She predicted Andy Murray was going to win Wimbledon. She said it was going to rain a lot last year. The UK had their 11th wettest summer on record. Yeah, that's a country that's been keeping records for a while.
That doesn't sound like anything that
Larry
hasn't predicted.
She also said Gordon Brown would lose the 2010 general election, which I guess over there nobody saw that coming. She throws asparagus in the air, sees how it lands, and then she says she's 80 to 90% accurate with her predictions. She says, occasionally I get one slightly off.
Well, I'm going to need it at least in the 85th percentile for any sort of... for me to believe any of this.
She says, for this year, Theresa May will be ousted, and Britain will get a new prime minister. So if that happens this year, remember, the woman, the asparamancer, has so decreed it. She says that no major sporting achievements will happen for the English teams. Well, that's pretty easy to predict.
Well, I could make that prediction.
She says there will be Oscar success for British films and one particular British actor. So, like me, she thinks Gary Oldman's going to win the best pick or best actor for Churchill Goes to the Farm. Gary Oldman, yeah.
Okay.
You kidding me?
I mean, I know he's playing a British character.
He always plays British characters. Even when he's James Gordon, he's got a little bit of an English accent. She also says, and I think this is big, that the United States will bring the world to the brink of a serious conflict. And
well, you don't need asparagus to tell you that.
She says earthquakes and volcanic eruptions will occur around the
globe.
Okay,
now you're starting to tread on Larry's domain.
Hmm. This sounds like something Larry would have come up with. What are you up to, Larry? Not much. Started throwing asparagus in the air, see how it lands and predict the future. Like, had we continued with Larry, we would have gotten to asparamancing before this day,
no,
right?
That storyline would have come up.
I mean,
yes.
It just feels like it's right in his wheelhouse.
Well, I mean... It,
oh, there. Okay. I dropped some asparagus. I saw how it was, and then I predicted that Trump would
win. First of all, I don't see Larry spending money on asparagus, but I could...
used to tell us all the time how he would go and steal asparagus.
Oh, from, from gardens.
Oh, I'm not, because we were like, why? Yeah, he would steal it from gardens. We're like, Larry, you can't steal it. You know how much asparagus costs?
See, that's him like throwing Mexican licorice up in the air and seeing how it lands.
Well, you would know more than most what would have happened with the bit. But I'm just saying.
No, it does sound like something he might have come up with.
It's got a real Larry vibe, don't you think? Speaking of the future... A Mexican psychic is predicting that there will not be a war between the United States and Korea.
Oh, that's good.
Mexican psychic says there will not be a nuclear war. Antonio Vazquez.
Now, what's the chance that South Korea teams up with North Korea to fight us? Hey, we brought them together.
We can just launch from the border. He's known as El Brujo Mayor. which is Spanish for the Grand Warlock. The Mexican Grand Lord, Grand Warlock.
He's listened to every podcast?
He's not. I don't think he...
Including the patron-only ones and the best ofs?
See.
See, oh, see.
He says, don't worry, there's not going to be a war between the United States and North Korea. He says, no bombs will fly. They will reach an agreement. So that's good news.
Yeah.
But he
says... We're holding you to it. Grand Warlock.
He says Colombian pop star Shakira. She had to suspend a world tour after a vocal cord injury. He says, quote, I sense someone has cast a spell on her. I don't think she'll recover.
Again, that sounds like Larry burning a candle and casting a spell.
Larry more of a grand wizard than a grand warlock, don't you think?
Well, I hope not. I hope we don't find that out.
He says Germany will defeat Spain in the finals of the World Cup this year.
Okay.
And
it won't be the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Now, of course, whenever you read these stories about psychics, you want to see how they've done in the past. Uh-huh. 2016, he predicted Trump would lose in the primary election. Wouldn't even get to be on the ballot for president. So the Mexican Grand Warlock, not infallible. He does make mistakes. So there's that.
You don't see any, maybe I'm just not listening to the radio as much, but uh-huh. I certainly don't see it on television. Are psychics on television like they used to be?
Not really, which is nuts because...
I mean, they were all over the place at a time.
And, yeah.
And even on the radio, you had your California psychics and there's, such.
There's,
are we done with psychics?
I don't see how we are. There's a lot more stupid people now than there ever were.
So then why aren't we preying on them?
I don't know. Maybe that's something we should start up. The Nacho Radio Psychic Friends Network.
We finally get to wear that turban.
I predict we're going to take a lot of money from dopes.
Look into my brooch.
Your guy Eric Clapton says he's going deaf. He says he's suffering from tinnitus, ringing in the ear.
Not the result of that Unplugged album, though.
And he says he's going deaf. And he says, I'm hoping people will come and see me for more reasons than I'm a curiosity.
Huh?
I know that's part of it, because it's amazing to myself that I am still here. Yeah, Eric Clapton going deaf. I'd like to see him go mute. That's what I'd like to see. I've never understood Eric Clapton and why all you people go nuts for him. I don't get any of it. Honestly. The most overrated person maybe in the history of rock.
Is that
and
right?
I can back that up. Idiots would spray paint Clapton is God on walls.
That was a long time ago.
When you say someone is God, that's overrated. And honestly, there's not an Eric Clapton song in the world that means anything to me.
Hmm.
Maybe Layla. Maybe. But I like the piano. He doesn't play the piano in that. So what are we doing here?
You just like the coda.
That's what I like, the coda. That's all I have any use for. Yeah, Eric Clapton, jerk person, and I just don't see why everyone thinks he's so wonderful.
I have a sneaky feeling within a few years you'll be like, you know what I'm into
no,
now.
No.
You know what I'm into?
No, I think anything that I used to rebel against that I've accepted, I think that window's closed.
It's already done.
I think I will always have this disdain for Eric Clapton. Hmm. Am I alone in this? Does anyone else share my... I just don't... He's fine. I just don't see where everyone's like, man, Clapton. He was in the Yardbirds. He was in Cream. Yeah, the guy can't hold down a job. That's something we applaud now?
Whatever, man.
Hey, man. How's it going with you and Darren in a basement, man? I'm on it, Morris. I'm a racist, sexist pig, man.
It's a heated basement.
You got to see it.
I'll give you that.
You got to see it when the host of the show just goes,
huh?
Did this guy just say that out loud?
So then did it last the whole hour?
It's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes, and I was like, I'm going to go somewhere else as long as I'm in Illinois.
So that's all the longer it is 15 minutes?
I don't know, because I've never
watched... I thought it was supposed to be like a whole episode.
It's an hour-long show.
Yeah, but he's only...
And out. I don't know if usually... Because I just found out about the show with you calling me to tell me that it was an opportunity to watch Crazy Ray fail on national television.
Maybe they do a
television.
Couple businesses within an hour. I don't know.
It sounds like, from what people were saying when I was reading up on it, that he went back to another business that had been in a previous show. And he kind of says, like, well, as long as I'm in Illinois, I'm going to go to a company that I like. And then he goes to this dog food place, and everything's great.
I got you.
So I don't know if usually it's just one
I tended to business. Think it was, but maybe not.
I think that it's supposed to be, and they got as much as they could out of it, and they're like, we're not going to give this guy any help. We're out of here. Mm. I think that's
as a matter of fact, we're calling the authorities.
Hey, man! There's a homeowners association in California that's in a little bit of hot water. They're demanding, when you live in these neighborhoods and you have these homeowner associations, have to do whatever
you
the homeowner
play by their rules, yeah. Sure.
So someone had a family living in their garage, and the homeowners association found
that's
out.
It's a violation of the
yes. This is in covenant. Auburn, California. They had a family living in the garage, like they were subleasing the garage. You can live here. Auburn, California, right? So
the weather cooperates, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone should be living in a garage, but so the homeowners association, the HOA, is like, people, you've got people living in your garage. Okay, that's it. From now on, everyone in the neighborhood has to keep their garage door open all day long. You've got to keep your garage
couldn't
door.
Couldn't you just shoo these people? Shoo the people? Live it in the street?
Monday
How's
through Friday,
the people?
Monday through Friday, from 8 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you've got to keep your garage door open, they say. So we know that no one's living in your garage. And a lot of people are saying, give me a couple weeks to get rid of everything in my
they're
garage.
Stealing my stuff.
Exactly. If you just leave your garage door open, people are going to come and just take
stuff.
All your stuff. Exactly. No, we...
Why don't you just deal with the one family that's causing the problem?
Well, that would make sense. Finally, Darren, we have this story about IKEA furniture.
Never been.
It's overwhelming.
Oh, and this is the place that serves the meatballs.
The meatballs are phenomenal. And... yeah, it's a ginormous store with a lot of really cool things.
Where's the closest one?
There's one in Schaumburg, I believe.
Okay. You have to go to Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Morris.
I think there might be two locations in come see me in downtown Morris, man, in my sweatshop. I'll be fishing with my buddy and losing a fortune, man. I can't let it go. It's so wonderful. Oh, you know, it reminds me of something Gore Vidal once told me at a cocktail party. He said, David... it's not enough to succeed. Others must fail. And I was like, right on, Gore. I dig that the most. Now,
can I call you Gore?
I said, Gore.
Mind if I call you?
I prefer Mr. Vidal.
Mind if I call you Gore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he kept telling me how nicely I fit into my pants.
Exactly.
It was a weird party, but I got a lot out of it.
Now, turn around for me. Let me see how you fit in those pants.
Twirl.
Twirl for me. More twirling.
So now IKEA, the home furnishing store, Swedish company, they've got an advertisement in the paper that's raising some eyebrows. They sell cribs there. And if you're in the market for a crib, in this advertisement that's in the magazine, you can score a discount, but you got to earn it. They've put a pregnancy test in the advertisement. So you're supposed to pee on the advertisement and then bring it into the store to prove.
Bring in your soaked coupon?
Piss on this ad, prove that you're pregnant, get a big discount on a crib.
If I want to buy the crib, what's it matter whether I'm pregnant or not?
Well, we'd like to see pregnant people get a little bit of a discount.
See, they've got all kinds of stuff now, and I suppose the people that are like first-time parents that have money are buying. They've got like stuff at Best Buy now. Everything's a smart something. Mm-hmm. It's a smart this. It's a smart that. Mm-hmm. Now they've got this thing. It's like a smart baby scale changing station.
What?
It's like you lay your baby on there, and it tells you how your baby's doing.
There's
too much stuff.
They run these commercials on the Mediacom. You know, half the time you're watching cable, half the commercials are for Mediacom cable.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
Because they want you to keep watching
cable.
Sure,
because, yeah.
They were saying that they throw this ad, that there's this ad out there talking about, you know, our high-speed internet. And then, and the one ad, she says, by the year 2020, it's estimated that the average American home will have 500 devices that hook up to the internet.
Smart, yes, yeah.
Okay, 2020 is in 2 years.
Yeah.
500 devices?
Well, it depends on whether you've got a family living in your garage or not.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. That's going to have to do it for today's installment of the Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be back next week. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Capriati's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub. Your choice of a small chip or a coleslaw and a cookie and kids meal box lunches are available as well. At Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there for lunch and or dinner today, make sure that you mention Nacho Radio, and they will gladly give you a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, until we get a chance to do it for you again, you want to do a, I know it seems like you want to do a patron show next week, huh? I read yesterday we're going to be doing a lot of patron shows.
I said several.
Several.
Yeah, so several patron shows are coming up.
I find out the same way you people do, by following us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Dave and Darren. That's where you get a lot of the updates on the show.
So yes, the patron show is coming next week.
And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, I'm at Dave Lavora, and Darren is at...
Darren Nacho Radio.
Darren Nacho Radio, but it's there's a...
They share an end. The Darren and Nacho share an end.
Right.
Because I was running out of characters.
There it is. That makes sense.
Missed it by that much.
All right, until we get a chance to do it for you again. I say the things that men want to say but don't have the balls to, man! Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Vaya, con Dios.